सी सम्मा प्रनिहिते मले पत्सत पुरुषा पूर्वम माया अपार the materialistic person they have only one experience this cosmic planet beyond this there are no other ambitions the senses are imperfect just like the astronomers they have got big telescope many other instruments they want to see with the eyes how many stars are there how the planets are moving and whatever imperfect knowledge they receive by that little knowledge they advertise themselves as great scientists. But they do not calculate that we are trying to see the stars and planets with powerful binocular. That means our eyes are imperfect. And what is the guarantee that the instruments we are using, they are also perfect? Because that machine, that binocular is also made by a person who is imperfect. So what is the guarantee that by seeing through binocular or microscope, the conclusion arrived? It is perfect. What is your answer? Your eyes are imperfect. That's a fact. Yes. Otherwise, why you are using binocular microscope? Eyes are imperfect. Originally, your eyes are imperfect. Now, eyes or other senses, it doesn't matter. Sense is sense. So you are manufacturing a machine, some instrument, by the same imperfect senses. Then what is the guarantee that this machine, this binocular, if you see through the binocular, the knowledge is perfect? What is your answer?
It can't be perfect.
Answer, anyone other?
Perfect knowledge cannot be received through imperfect senses. Only through perfect senses can perfect knowledge be received.
Therefore, it should be concluded that the so-called scientists, astronomers, they're all imperfect. And they're passing on as scientists and learned. So you can challenge them. What is the guarantee that your knowledge is perfect? Actually, it is not. They do not know how the stars are moving. It all is imperfect. Simply putting some theories. They say all this Darwin theory, this theory, that theory. They are simply speculating on imperfect. And therefore, they are cheating. Because the conditioned soul has got a tendency to cheat others. If one can cheat others, he thinks himself as very intelligent. The conditioned soul, they commit mistake, their illusion, they cheat, and their senses are imperfect. This is the fourth condition. If we receive knowledge from the conditioned source, there is no possibility of getting perfect knowledge. If by nature you are a cheater, then how I can expect fair dealings? It is understood that we cannot have any fair dealing with this conditioned soul. Any protest? The whole world is full of conditioned living entities. They are conditioned man under the control of the material nature. Gunai Karman, there are different types of conditioned souls. Some of them are good conditioned souls. Some of them are passionate conditioned souls. Some of them are rascal conditioned. So, good conditioned soul means that he thinks himself that I have become very much learned, have studied so many books. So now I am perfect. There is little goodness because he has studied, he has labored, but still he is conditioned so, because he has no perfect vision. Vimukta manina. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, they have been described as vimukta manina. That I have become now liberated. Manina. Self-complacent. Thinking that I have become now liberated. Now I have become Narayana. God. This Mahavadi Sannyasi, they address some of themselves as Nama Narayana. Each one of them has become as good as Narayana. Because Narayana is Mukta. Narayana para. Shankaracharya says para. Para means liberated. Para and apara. Apara means condition. So Narayana para. Bhaktiyat. Narayana is transcendental to this cosmic manifestation is above. So the Mayavadi philosopher, they think that I have become now a liberator as good as Narayana, the Supreme Personality of God. But Bhagavad says, no, you are simply thinking like that. You are a rascal. Bhagavad challenges. You are thinking that you have become now liberated. But you are a rascal. In a very Bhagavad, where there is very learned, but he says rascal, but in a very sweet language. Vimukta manino. Manina. You are contemplating. Why? Tayas Jannir Vindyaka Vimukta Manina. Our taste is there. I am liberated, I am Narayana. Why? How you call me rascal? Yes, we have got a taste. Jannir Vindyaka Vimukta Manina. Tai Astabhava Avishuddha Buddhaya. Tayasamhava, still they have not reached the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simply impersonal idea and self-compassion that I have become now Narayana. So this kind of knowledge is avishuddha, impure knowledge. Because the taste is, unless one comes to the point of understanding the personality of Godhead, the knowledge is imperfect. So they are impersonalists and falsely thinking themselves as Narayana. Therefore, we can immediately test the real Rasika. विभक्तमानिना तैयस्त भावात् अविशुद्ध बुद्धय न हुआ अंडरगॉन सो मच ऑस्टिलिटीज पेनेंसेस फॉर लाइफ आई रिमेन ब्रह्मचारी देन आई टुक संन्यास follow the rules and regulations very strictly, and still I am rascal? Yes, you are rascal. Don't make sound. Silently. Still I am rascal? Yes, you are rascal. Why? Arugya-kicchina, because the symptoms are there that you are a rascal. So you have to understand by the symptoms. What is that symptom? Because you left this world is false, Brahma is truth, then why you are coming again this false world? To open hospital, school, philanthropy, humanitarian, all this nonsense, why you are accepting? If it is false, and if you are in full knowledge, then why you are coming to the false platform? Therefore you are asking. You rejected this world as false, then why you are coming down again to the false platform? That is asking. That means your conclusion was wrong. Your conclusion was wrong. Just like Vivekananda and many others. Now, presently, there is one, Karapatri. Karapatri, Vivekananda was actually rascal. He had no knowledge. But this Karapatri is actually a very learned man. He has studied all the Vedas. His Sanskrit scholar. But still, because he did not worship the lotus feet of the Lord, he is also proving rascal. He is now in politics. He has got a political party, Ram Rajya party, and nobody cares for him. He is insulted so many times. But still, but he is so learned. If anywhere he goes and reads scriptures and Vedas, he can give very good reference and very nicely explain, but the conclusion is dull. Conclusion is dull means, again he has come to this philanthropic world. Therefore Bhagavad says, arucha kritchena, although they have undergone great austerities, penances, Arucha-kicchena, parampada, realize to some extent the Supreme Absolute Truth, but patantiyadha, a false law. The same example, just like so-called scientists, Russians and Americans, for so many years they are trying to go to the moon planet, nearest planet, they are coming down. There is no shelter. I do not know whether they have gone, but why they are coming back? Let them remain there, construct house there, there is everything. And if there is no such possibility, why these rascals are going there? Practically, if it is full of dust only, why these rascals are going to see the dust every time? Ask these rascals, what benefit? You are spending so much money and going to the moon planet and touching, now my flag is on the dust, and go back with little pebbles. Now this moon reaching day, holiday, Nixon, another rascal, great rascal, holiday. But what you are doing? Patantadha. After so much endeavor, trying to go to the moon planet, they are failing. And what to speak of other planets? What to speak of the Brahmalok, Tapalok, Jano? They are there. We are seeing every day at night. There are so many. Who is going there? The nearest planet, it is about 200,000 miles. I think it is so. From here, the moon planet, they cannot go. And what to speak of other planets? There are many. They cannot calculate how far they are, but we see every night they are. How imperfect knowledge they are, that is my point. And still they are going as scientists. Bhogasya Janata. They are so fools and rascals, still they are passing on a scientist, big man, learned man. No, none of them. This is our challenge. None of them. And who is learned? Learned is best. Learned is Krishna. We have to take knowledge from Vaidya. Vaidya, how? Vaidya is the learned, most learned than others. How? Now that is explaining the Bhagavad Gita. Yes, bhakti yogina. Manasi. Because he has adopted bhakti yoga. Bhakti yogina manasi sammak pranihite amale. Bhakti yogina. By practice of bhakti yoga, one's mind and intelligence become clean, dirtyless, dirt, without any dirt. It's like the mirror. If it is without any dirt, it is clean, it's clear. You can see everything rightly, your face. Even in the spot, in the face, everything, corner to corner, very nicely reflected. So, bhakti yogena, by practicing this bhakti yoga, one becomes clear in consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. Then everything comes. Now, suppose, personally, myself, we are challenging, we are calling them by names, rascal, but I am not a scientist. I never studied astronomy, astrology or anything, but why I am challenging? What power I have got? But I am challenging on the words of the superior. I am confident that the words spoken by Vyasadeva or Krishna, that is perfect. Therefore, they are rascals. Because their statement do not corroborate. Otherwise, we can understand. That is our advantage, bhakti yoga. If we practice bhakti yoga, yasya devi parabhakti yatha devi tatha guru, if one has unflinching faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his spiritual master, yatha devi, devi means the Supreme Lord, and guru, also, the spiritual master. A person who has got unflinching faith in these two personalities, guru and Krishna, then the facility will be that all the revealed scriptures will be manifest automatically. Even though he is not very learned, the purport of the whole knowledge will be revealed from within, because Krishna is within and the spiritual master is without. So both of them will help. Our students are going so many places in the schools, colleges, universities, they're surprised how they are speaking so nicely. Because they have got unflinching faith in Krishna and spiritual master. They are not so learned, they have not gone to the college and learned so many things as the materialistic students do. But on this account, bhakti yogena, manasi, Vaisdeva also did like that. He became so great because he had accepted bhakti yoga by the order of the spiritual master Narada. Before that he wrote so many books, Puranas and others. He was not satisfied. But Narada said that you cannot be satisfied by describing so many material things. You try to describe the glories of the Lord. So, after his instruction, bhakti yogina, by practicing bhakti yogina, manasi, into the mind, pranihite, mind becomes settler, intelligence, right intelligence came, and everything became amal. Amal means without any material contamination. Then he saw apasat purusam purvam. He saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead and also Maya. Both things he saw. So those who are in devotional service, they have got two things. They can see what is Maya and what is Krishna. That is perfect life. Then he can understand how this world is going on, how Krishna is working. Everything becomes real. Bhakti yoga is so powerful. Otherwise, what qualification we have got in comparison? They are MA, PhD, DST and so on and so on. Still, they cannot touch the right point. Just like Dr. Stahl in Berkeley University. He talked with me and at last he became silent. So we can challenge like that. Just like we are discussing so many philosophers. So bhakti yoga is so nice. So you execute bhakti yoga very nicely. And then you become the topmost learned man in the world. This is the fact. Bhakti yoga namanasi sammak pranihite valek. Apashyat purusam purvam mayanta jat apasrayam. Vyasan mahita jiva atmanam trivanatmakam. Manute anathyam tatkitancha avipatnate. Anatha upasamam shashat bhakti yogam adhukhaji. Lokasya ajānata vidyā chakri sātata saṅhita. So bhakti yoga is so powerful. Executed properly, very simple method. Then you become the most learned man in the world. Even without going through the books, they will be revealed. Krishna will reveal. Krishna is Sannadana Sakata Krishna Panna Savana Kirtan has become purified by hearing the glories of the Lord Krishna. Panna Sampriddhanta Stavagrani, the dirty things which puts obstacles in clear understanding, they are removed. They are washed up. If the room is dirty, there is possibility. Therefore I ask you, keep clean your bedding, your clothes, your room. Otherwise, you'll suffer. Hepatitis, jaundice, these, that, you'll suffer. Because you're not clean. If you remain clean, then there will be no disease. If you remain clean, you eat properly, don't eat more, don't eat less, there will be no disease, no doctor. That's a fact. But you do not know cleanliness, although you are. That is because your cleanliness is so that machine. Without machine you cannot keep clean. Why not this broomstick is sufficient? If in India machine is not available, you cannot be clean. Keep everything clean. Utensils, plates, teeth, hands, feet, use sufficient water. There will be no Pramita, godly things should be more. And cleans inside and outside. Inside cleans simply Krishna consciousness. Always thinking of Krishna. That is inside cleaning. And outside, that is also required. You cannot neglect. Because outside unclean means inside also you will feel unclean. If you keep both sides clean, then you will be healthy inside and outside. Sannadana sakata krishna punna sarana kirtana riddhantasya avadrani. Avadrani are inauspicious things. That will be clean, that will be washed. To become sacred thread means he must be suci. Sattva sama dama saucha. Saucha. One must be very clean. That is Brahmanism. Not simply having a sacred thread. Prabhupada, give me sacred thread, sacred thread, sacred thread. If you have got sacred thread, that is certificate. But what is your saucha? Cleanliness. The Brahmin's name is Suchi. He always cleans. Everyone will see, he will immediately feel how clean he is. What is the difficulty? God has given sufficient water. And for cleanliness, you simply require water, that's all. No antiseptic bottle, Dettol, these, that, so many. You are manufacturing so many rascal things, but ultimately unclean. Ultimately unclean. But by God's arrangement, by Krishna's arrangement, simple.